Levine, on the head count then, can you give some indication as to the rest of the $111,000 increase and what positions that represents?
Okay. What I have here is I have, I have in terms of FTE, he has FTE going down actually to 25 FTEs. So, and that goes up based on fund drive. So, the March numbers had in FTEs for data entry. So, it was actually up to 27.5 in March. But it has it coming down, and it goes up for the fund drive month. So, you know, they had 25. Earlier, it was a little higher, like 26. So I'm sure it's related to FTE. But they've actually reduced some of the people. I'm looking at an old sheet here. I have a newer sheet that I can't find. So they actually made some cuts on headcount, the budget.
Okay. So for the next 6 months, do you think we can project at 1.5? Rather than 1.6, or would that be crazy?
I'm trying to find the first. This depends on the first half of it here. Pull that up now. Yeah, we looked at those numbers before, and if you throw in the GM salary, you know, they're in terms of gross salaries, right? They're $50,000 better than the budget.
Okay, so 50 of it's already.
Yeah.
Gone. Good. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I do the right thing? Let me. I'm sorry. Let me find the.
Okay. So 1.55 is realistic. We know we have a slight savings on the GM. So actually, the cut we would be suggesting wouldn't be that extreme.
Point of information,
Tracy.
Personal privilege. Tracy, can't hear you. Can't hear you, Tracy.
Okay. Sorry.
You're alternating being very loud and very quiet.
Kim,
sorry, I apologize. It's a stupid speakerphone. Okay. So my question is basically, if the figure in the budget that is 1.6 became 1.5 for the year, are we in crazy land? It sounds to me like we're not.
Kim to the stack.
Ken to the stack.
And that gets us pretty close to where we need to be, although not entirely there. Okay, Kim followed by Bill.
I'm looking at the most recent financials I have. And I have, so maybe somebody can add this up for me, 22.5 FTE, 2.79 plus 3.41. So it's 22.5 plus 6.20. That looks something like 28 to me as of last month. So I'm not sure what this 25, 26 number is. Because that's what I have. 22 plus 6 is 28.25. So I'm not sure what numbers LeVarne is, but I would sure like to see them.
Yeah. I got the number from Anthony. So whatever, and he gave me, I asked him a number. I did not, this was all preliminary. He was getting the numbers together. Remember, you were in the office and he was preparing the payroll.
I didn't know what he was doing, number one. Number two, these are from his financial.
Let me finish. Anthony was preparing payroll, and I asked him, what is the number now? He told me at the time, 27.5. He was not finished preparing the payroll. Payroll has been finished. So whatever his number is now, that's the number.
Okay.
Ken's on the
stack. Okay. Well, all right. I have Bill and Ken on the stack. I'm just going to make a note. According to the actual that LeVarne gave us for the six-month period, the actual expenses were $762,000 in salaries and benefits. If you double that, you get to 1.525. So the 1.6 figure is too high. If we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to be at 1.525. The place that we need to be is probably something like 1.5 or 1.475. So it looks to me like what we're really suggesting is a cut of 1 to 1.5 FTE to account for the reduction in listener revenue. I mean, it seems to me that's the range of numbers that we're talking about. And now I'm going to go to Bill and then Ken.
Okay, without knowing specifics, you know, I'm inclined to say cut programming staff if you have to make a cut, but you have to look at the specific. You don't want to cut somebody who's bringing in a whole lot of money on their show, of course. But any of them that aren't pulling their weight, I think should be looked at pretty closely. Because we've got lots of quality programs that are free that we can replace existing shows with from other stations or from AudioPort, things like that. And the other thing to think about, I don't want to make sure we don't cut real development expenses that could lead to income, like somebody mentioned telemarketing. If there's anything like that actually brings more income than it costs, and it should if it would do it, and direct mail, that was mentioned also, and I see a direct mail expense. I don't see a direct mail income listed on the one-page spreadsheet. We don't want to cut that because it could bring in more money than it costs.
I don't know how much that might be cell-related. Yeah, my understanding of the telemarketing was that it was staff time and that it's not happening anymore.
Okay.
Okay, so...
10 to the sack, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I really have low confidence in last-minute calculations done on the cuff during a phone call about theoretical numbers of what I was told and sort of, but it's going to be adjusted. It might change within the next 5 minutes, depending upon where the market goes and whether or not the sun comes up. It's too flippy-floppy. I much prefer or have greater confidence if an instruction is given to cut 1.5 full-time equivalents off staff payroll. That's an instruction, or put a cap on FTEs. But in terms of saying theoretical numbers, like it's stock market quotations or futures or derivatives, this is getting us into trouble. If we don't have a thing from, we did get a thing from management, they named three people that they were taking off. They gave us the names, they said these people are no longer going to be receiving salaries. That's understood in the real world, and we can calculate how much the savings are. But if we just say, well, the equivalent this and that and what it was and what it's going to be, it's just too much flimflam, and there seems to be a tendency to keep bouncing up the staff without having gotten the requisite result of increased listenership and donations. So I'm not concerned about all the calculations. I'd like the idea of saying, we got to lower the salaries. That's it. Bottom line, lower the salaries.
Kim to the stack.
Yes, Kim.
I'm uncomfortable even discussing it since we can't even agree on what we have on staff. We've requested these numbers of employee of who is employed. We have not gotten them. My number, 28.5, is different than LeBarn's number. This makes me uncomfortable, and I'm basing mine on the February financials.
Look, guys. We have the March financials. We know how much is being spent. $762,000 has been spent. We will be adding on a GM for 4 months out of the year. Other than that, we'll pretty much spend what we've been spending unless we make changes. So let me just come up with some numbers for what that represents.
I think we should focus
on numbers, not FTEs.
Okay.
Because essentially we're just going to do a bottom line. So plus a GM.
Drifting away in the noise there.
Yeah, if you're talking, we can't hear you.
No, I'm just calculating. Okay, so basically it seems to me that the figure, if we leave this budget alone in terms of actual, the figure that's going to be in the payroll for the year it's going to be 1.5 approximately. My suggestion is that that figure needs to be closer to 1.45 or 1.475 or so. So it seems to me that we're looking at about an additional 1.5 FTEs or an additional, in loose terms, about $75,000 in order to get us to a balanced place because we've cut the expected revenue. That's also accompanied by $50,000 in non-salary cuts that we pulled from these various places. And that gets us to about the $200,000 cut that we need. So I'm wondering whether saying 1.5 FTEs have to be reduced over the next 6 months gets us to the point, in addition to the $50,000 in cuts that we're recommending, most of which the station is actually doing.
Ken Stack on that? Nobody else? I agree with you, except it can't be over the next 6 months. It's got to be now.
Well, that will have to depend on whether management can execute that in a union workplace. Maybe they can and maybe they can't, but those will be our instructions.
Okay.
Assuming that the BNB agrees.
So then, in other words, an equivalent thing would be a 3 FTE cut for the last 3 months of the fiscal year.
Equivalent thing would be what?
If it takes 3 months to get any kind of a cut, then you got to double it up because you only got 3 months left. So
that
instead of 1.5 for 6 months, for 3 months.
The instruction would be that the salary and benefits figure annually does not exceed 1.475. That would be the instruction.
Right. Well, it bounces down.
And that they have to do what they have to do to meet that figure.
Right.
Which, again, is not a humongous, excessive cut, because as far as we can see, some of those additions were put in by kind of padding the listener support figures a bit and crossing their fingers, and we're saying, no, you can't cross your fingers. We think the realistic figure is 2.8, and that means that we can't support 1.5 FTEs out of this budget.
I'm with you.
Does anybody want to kind of kick back about those figures? Because I can't see any other way to make it work with the 2.8 figure, and I'm convinced the 2.8 figure is pretty reality-based.
Kim, to the stack.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say is if we have 28.5 now, that's a very high number. One minus 1.5 still takes us only down to 27.
Kim, let's look at the numbers because I don't know how many FTE there are on staff, but I know how much they spent in the first 6 months of the year, which was $762,000.
Okay.
Because I don't know what the FTE figure is. I don't know what, you know, how many employees that corresponds to.
And with Ken on the stack, I agree with you, Tracy, completely, except I don't know how to phrase this. A major concern is we can approve a budget and how to get it implemented. There would have to be some kind of an admonition not to pay people on other GL account lines to avoid putting them in payroll because they want to comply with this instruction on payroll.
Sure.
You know.
Well, Lauren, do you have any comments about how to stop sort of Bush Bundy stuff?
I can't speculate on any of this stuff. I mean, we'd have to go on a close call to talk about stuff like that.
Okay. I mean, it seems to me that we'll be able to track this over the next 3 to 6 months. If the numbers are coming in way high, and the revenue numbers will also have an idea how realistic this estimate was, that this all tracked to kind of next year's budget, because this year is kind of half over. I mean, all we can do is really provide a framework
exactly. And
see how it works. But I think it's reasonably reality-based without shredding the station to bits. and it's reasonably respectful of what they have been doing. But it does say that $3 million is a little optimistic, and we're not so sure that we're going to get there in the listener support figure.
Okay.
This is Ken. I would like us to form a motion. I'm hoping that RPM has all the notes about the various things we agreed on. I don't. We should proceed with developing a budget as per the cuts agreed to in this meeting or something.
Yes. I have all the notes, and I will pop the figures into the spreadsheet that Clavarne sent and circulate it. So I think that the motion would be for the NFC to approve the budget with the modifications that we discussed, and we will have revenue at about 3.2. And we will have reduced expenses down to about, hold on. They're currently at 2.8, so we would have reduced them down to about 2.6, give or take.
And the one last caveat on that is that we should come up in the black at least 60,000 or something for a margin. I mean, at the end of the day, we have to be in the black.
We should hold pretty much the same surplus that we had, which was $60,000.
Okay.
Because we're dropping the revenue.
Cutting revenue and cutting expenses, right?
And we're cutting expenses. So we're just taking the whole thing down a notch.
Mm-hmm. So, question?
Yes.
So, does this mean that the motion you sent out before, that's scrapped now? Is that it?
That's scrapped.
All right,
So would somebody like to make a motion that this budget that cuts expense that cuts revenue by about 200,000 and ups expenses and cuts expenses by about 200,000, so revenue is 3.2 and expenses are 2.6, is the NFC's recommended KPFK budget?
I so move. It's Bill.
Okay, let's get Bill in. We need to get the numbers in here. I want to say the NFC recommends. Next word.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, let's do proper wording. The NFC recommends to the PNB that the budget for the KPFK operating unit for 2010-2011 be modified.
That FY11.
Yeah, FY11. Be modified as per the enclosed spreadsheet to revenues of $3.2 million in total and expenses of, I think it'll be about 2.65 in total. Spreadsheet attached.
Before central services.
For central services.
Okay, the NFC recommends to the PNB that the budget for the KPFK operating unit for FY11 be modified as per the included spreadsheet to reflect that information.
Revenues of
$2.2 million.
3.2.
2.2 million in total.
3.2 in total.
3.2 reflects revenue of $3.2 million in total and expenses of about 2.65 before central services.
Right.
In total, as per attached spreadsheet.
Right.
This bill.
Yes, Bill.
Does this mean we'll give it back to the KPFK business manager and LSB to thrash out the specifics on as long as those totals are they come up with it, match those totals?
Well, I think we have to get it to the PNB and they have to sign off on it.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise it's just a recommendation.
Right, but I mean, that question will probably come up. So, I mean, is it, would it, we're not going to tell them, for example, specifically how much they have to cut salaries? Or is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, what do you think, Levon? Should we send it through the PNB first and get it approved and then send it back for implementation, or do you want to do something before it goes to the PNB? What I would prefer, it seems to me that the PNB should formalize this before all that happens, but...
Barbara for the stack.
But I have been. Okay. Levon, could you just weigh in on this and then we'll do the stack?
I'm sorry. Thank you, Tracy. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Since the budget has been kind of worked out, you know, and the staff was trying to work on this last week, I would give them a summary in terms of what the Finance Committee has summarized in terms of cuts and what the budget should look like. So I think that, yeah, you should, but then this would be in presented as a motion that you're going to put before the PNB.
Okay. So will you take responsibility for taking this back to KPFK?
I want 10 to the stack on that.
I would think it would be 10.
I know. Hold on.
I
hear you. Let me just get this figured out with in terms of Levon. So if we were to send you the modified spreadsheet, which I will type up tomorrow, will you take responsibility for bringing it back to KPFK for review?
I would think it would be Ken or Kim, the treasurer. I would think it would be their responsibility to do that.
So you're wanting them to do it. Okay. Now let's go to the stack. We have Barbara and then Ken.
My question is, I certainly think that KPFK should review it, but there's a lot of things that have happened tonight. I'm not familiar with the usual procedures, or maybe they change at this kind of juncture, whether it should be the LSB reviewing it before it goes to the PNB. I mean, what do Ken and Kim think?
Yeah. I mean, I just want to say there is no usual procedure when a budget is six
That's
months late.
That's what I think. So can we hear what Kim and Ken think?
No, I don't know.
Ken was next on the stack.
I'll go through the stack on it.
Ken is there.
Being cognizant of the fact that this is being streamed, I still want to say that KPFK is represented by four PNB directors, two of whom are on this call tonight. And we've done a lot of work evaluating this budget and reflecting the wishes of the rest of the LSB on it. So that's the way the LSB has really participated in this budget. The LSB does not want to forego its authority or privilege to review and approve the budget, even though that that could be done by the Finance Committee. The point is that it's a balance here of... If we postpone this and take up another LSB meeting to go over a budget that came from the PNB, that came from the Finance Committee before it was approved by the PNB, we could be opening the door to another set of changes. I think the governance of the station, the management of the station, is of higher priority than sending it back to the Finance Committee and or the LSB.
Yeah. This is Tracy. I just want to make the point that there was a considerable amount of aggravation on the part of the PNB over the fact that the KPFK budget was quite late. There was, in fact, an attempt to cut the NFC out of the budget process entirely and have it go straight to the PNB, which, as some of you probably saw on the email, was circumvented because I felt very strongly it was important for the NFC to maintain its responsibility for dealing with budgets. But this will be prioritized at the PNB and taken up quickly, and I think our responsibility as their committee is to forward it to them at this point. And I would prefer that we do that in a straightforward fashion.
The faster the better, the less painful. It's like pulling a tooth. The faster we get this over, the better it's going to be.
Kim, do a sec.
Go ahead, Kim.
All I can say to that is the Finance Committee, I'm sure, will approve these cuts. It's long been something we've advocated for as a committee. I guess that's all I want to say.
I mean, if we honor our own timeline, then in reality what we said was that if LSBs don't act in a timely manner, we just kick it up the pipeline, as it were. And this isn't LSB, you know, this didn't happen in a timely manner. It's 6 months late.
Right. Also, I will send it to KPFK management as an FYI.
Mm-hmm.
And do that. I'll be happy to do that.
Okay. So can we live with this as a process?
I think it's a very good...
we're setting a good precedent.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
okay.
More movement than we've had in a year and a half.
Okay. LaVon, is this okay with you as the CFO?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're just going to send it to the... Kim's going to send a copy to the management, and you're going to just put this motion forward to the PNB. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anyone else on the committee who's uncomfortable or wants to weigh in on the process?
I just want to make a point of information. This
mm-hmm.
meeting is streamed and will be archived, so it's, in a sense, public. There's no big
yep.
secret.
This is Alex. I've been kind of quiet tonight. I just want to say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't object to this process at all. I think it's a good process. I would, however, would like to get the input from management when it comes to staff cuts. If we're asking for some staff cuts, we really need to appreciate what impact they will have and how that could be done. In other words, that would have the least impact on operations.
Sure.
So doing a budget is not just a question of coming up with the right numbers, but also trying to figure out what the impact of those numbers could be. So,
I agree.
We should get some kind of feedback from management as well as from the national office, who are probably very intimately acquainted with the situation at KPFK as to what can be cut, what should be cut, what should not be cut.
Okay.
There may even be some places where we might want to add something.
Okay.
Sometimes a development person in the right location could bring in money. I don't know.
Feedback.
I'm just speaking off the top of my head.
Yeah. Ken to the stack.
Okay. Was that Ken?
No, Ken. Ken to the stack.
Yes.
I appreciate
that's what I thought I heard.
I appreciate and always value Alex's viewpoint, which is very astute, logical, and philosophical. We've had national office participation in this meeting and previous meetings in the development of this budget. Essentially, this budget came from national, which is the ED and the CFO who were charged in our last in-person meeting to develop the budget. It's really their budget, and we're tweaking it. So it is participant, and with the more rounds and roundabout we go with, like, well, what do you think, it's just going to stall it and put us in a gray area. We want to get it to the PNB, get it approved, and get it implemented. And we've done due consideration. And as we said, and already agreed, the KPFK treasurer will send a copy to management and see what their reaction is. We've got to move forward.
Can we call a question?
Yeah, good point. Call the question.
We're pretty much calling the question. Let's do a vote.
Can I just say one more point?
Sure.
I wasn't at all suggesting that we delay or postpone anything. I'm just saying prior to this matter being considered by the PNB, let's get some...
That's a postponement.
Back from management as to where cuts could possibly be made, so that we'll be ready when it comes to the PNB.
Yes, agreed. Okay. Let's do conversation on this for about 5 more minutes, because we did have a request from somebody to call the question, and this has been fairly grueling. So 5 more minutes, and then we're going to go to a vote on the KPSK budget. Yes, Campbell.
Yes. Point that I was going to make is that a fundamental concern that I've always had in regard to budgeting is that insofar as the people who are charged with implementing the budget and developing the budget, that it's, I think, essential that they have input into identifying what the issues are. I think that this group has had to function to a great extent without knowing specifically what certain categories really meant, and that the lack of candor maybe that had been expressed by either management or somehow in the process is rather unfortunate, that it became a numbers drill. And having finance background, people like to just identify that with just a numbers driller. But I think it's essential to know what the numbers represent and how the impacts of changes in the specific numbers will affect the outputs or the results that can be achieved. So I was very uncomfortable with the way in which the process was going this evening. I think that a lot of things should have happened before we went through this process, but they didn't, and apparently. And so here we are. It seems as though if at any level, from CFO down, there should have been more engagement into what the substance of the numbers would reflect. Thank you very much.
Are we ready to vote?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go
ahead. R. Paul, can you restate the motion, and let's do a roll call vote on the phone.
Okay. The motion as I have it is, the NFC recommends to the PNB that the budget for the KPSK operating unit for FY11 be modified as per the included spreadsheet to reflect revenues of $3.2 million in total and expenses of about $2.65 million before central services in total, as per the attached spreadsheet.
Okay. If you'd like to call the roll on a vote.
Okay. Well,
any objections?
Okay.
No, let's go ahead and vote.
Okay. Ken Aaron.
I approve.
Jim Boyd.
Four.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman?
Yes.
Lauren Williams?
I abstain.
Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Okay, that's 9-4-0 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for your incredible patience with this process. I'm so glad. One budget down, and I guess, what, 8 to go? No, 7 to go.
Tracy, thank you very much for walking us through this and keeping track of all the numbers. Thank you very much for this.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to suggest. We're not going to go into executive session. We do have some other items on the agenda, but this has been fairly grueling. Do people want to stay on for about 15 minutes and do a brief update from the treasurer's meeting, or do we just want to say goodnight and catch up with all this stuff in 2 weeks?
Yeah, this is Bruce. I'd suggest we come back to everything in 2 weeks.
I agree.
Yeah. I thought that might be the subject. I thought
we'll
that
hold
might be
for 2
subject.
Weeks.
Oh, this
okay.
Bill.
Yes, Bill.
May I have to
say the meeting the day before the PNB meeting?
Yes, which means yes, we'll be meeting the day before the PNB meeting. So we will be able to, if there's anything that has to be done before the PNB meeting, we'll have an opportunity to do it.
This is LaVarne. Can I just tell you briefly what the results are? These are just preliminary numbers.
We have a request from Bruce that we adjourn.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Preliminary numbers for what?
For the first half of the year for the foundation, what the revenue and income is.
Can't that just be sent to us?
Yeah, okay. Point of information. Not a point of information. Just
excuse
send us
me.
The numbers when you know
excuse
what they are.
Me. Put the revenue and income. I think
yeah.
you meant revenue and expenses.
Yeah.
No, I meant revenue and income.
I'm going to suggest that I think people worked pretty hard, and we're tired as a group, and we can do that on the 26th.
I'll send an email.
If you would, I think that would be good. I'm hearing from the group that adjourning is kind of okay with people. So if nobody objects, I think
question. I have one question.
Yes.
So, Tracy, you're going to fluff up this budget tomorrow. Send it to everyone or send it to me, and I will send what you're going to send me to KPFK.
Yeah, what I'm going to fluff up is I'm going to fluff up the one-page KPFK budget 2011R with the changes that we've made, and I'll enclose a slight narrative about the cuts as we understood what they would be. I will send that to the whole finance committee. And if nobody objects, I will forward it to the PNB for consideration on the 27th.
Okay, and that's what I will send to KPFK.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I think we're all set, and I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. And thanks again, everyone.
Thank Good night.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I just split my room.